Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message? What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today is Friday of the 13th week in ordinary time. Our first reading will be taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 23, verses 1 to 4, verse 19, chapter 24, verses 1 to 8, 62 to 67. Our psalm for today is Psalm 106. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9, verses 9 to 13. My brother, my sister, like the psalmist, let us say in humility to the Lord this weekend, this day, come to me, Lord, with your help, that I may see the joy of your chosen ones and share the glory of your people. Note this, if you are a woman or man of faith, that joy you will see, that glory you will share. For the Lord says in today's gospel that he came and comes and will come to grant us mercy. It is obvious in today's gospel that our Lord Jesus ate and dined with sinners, adulterers, tax collectors, and widows. Thus, although your unworthiness, my unworthiness, separate us from the joy and glory of the Lord, his goodness and love for us endure forever. And from everlasting to everlasting, his loving devotion extends to those who fear him, his righteousness to their children's children. Therefore, like Matthew in today's gospel, let us accept the Lord's invitation today. Dine in prayer with him, and he would unleash his blessings on us as he did in the life of Abraham, our father in faith. But it is important we note that Abraham had his struggles and challenges. His faith was not formed in a second. After years of mistakes and stumbling, the Lord assisted him in developing a formidable faith. Thus, when we accept the Lord's invitation and follow him, he will accompany us through those stages of cleansing and self-purification and bring us to that height wherein we are able to share his authority and power. His authority and power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of sin and death. Therefore, my brother, my sister, stay focused on the teachings of the Lord, and he will walk you, walk us, into the terrain of joy and glory, which he expects us to share with others. For example, Isaac benefited from Abraham's formidable faith. In faith, Abraham was able to find Rebekah, who became a wife and a source of consolation to Isaac. Thus, having been forgiven, enriched, empowered, and positioned, you have become a source of joy, authority, and consolation. Hence, we must do what Jesus did in the life of Matthew. We must forgive those who have hurt us. Provide for the poor and the children of the poor and needy. Provide a hospital and home for the sick. We must assist couples in building or creating a family of love like Abraham did in the life of Isaac and Rebekah. Therefore, to whom much is given by the Lord expects so much from us. May the Lord help us this day to carry out his injunctions and to fulfill his promises in the lives of those he has placed before us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.